News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. So I'm going to move to number two on the triple dipper now. Let's go ahead and move on to something else. And it's a something else, let me tell you. So I'm calling this whole section here the Woke Wars. You can tell where I'm going. It's amazing to me sometimes when I am resourcing the show and looking through all the things that are in the news, and I keep coming across this constant theme of like, wow, that is like woke beyond compare. And then I find another one. Oh, it compares to that. And then I find another one. And then what I wind up with basically is a whole buffet full of items that just indicate that the woke wars are upon us, man. And as conservatives, we have got to stand our ground because they are not afraid. The liberals are not afraid to just go out there and get crazy. By the way, if you want to call in, we'll take calls throughout the afternoon, 866-494-9866. Yeah, 866-494-9866. But the woke wars, what's an example? Well, here's one for you. This story broke today. Literally, I found this one as I was getting ready to come on the air. So story on Fox News, literally published on today's date. You ready for this? Cornell University, not known for being conservative, but Cornell University removes the Gettysburg Address and a Lincoln bust from its library after an alleged complaint. What? Because, you know, those are scary. I mean, never mind the fact that Lincoln was the one who issued the Emancipation Proclamation, that Lincoln was the one who called for restoring order to our nation and to keep the integrity of the nation together. Who gave his life, really, in that cause. And who complained? And what in God's name could they have possibly complained about? But nonetheless, Cornell University, a Cornell biology professor, Randy Wayne, told Fox News, someone complained and it was gone. It's been there for years. And go figure. All right, so I have no idea. But when you're looking at things like the woke wars right now, you got to look at it and go, wow. Like, for instance, Cornell, this is in their archives department, right? That's where the bust was. It says, Cornell proudly possesses one of five known copies of the Gettysburg Address in Lincoln's hand. It says, the original is safely sequestered with a digital facsimile on permanent display. And yet, they took it down because somebody complained. The woke wars are upon us. I got another one right here, but I got a caller. So I tell you what, I'll jump over there. Copper, you highlight his name when you're ready with it, and I'll go ahead and take that call. But yeah, you ready? Let's do it right now. I'll jump over there to the phones. Line two, Junior from Athens. Junior, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I listen to your show, and some of the things that you talk about, I truly believe in. And I appreciate your service to the military, and I appreciate your service to the legislature. I thought you did a wonderful job.
Thank you, sir.
In saying that, a lot of people who support this pro-life choice for Roe v. Wade, how many of those people are going to be willing to step out on the ledge and open their doors to homes to these children? I mean, don't be about it and do something about it. I mean, you know, not one time have I heard Justice Alito say, you know what, me and my wife are going to adopt. Because we stand passionate for this. And I'm just wondering how many hypocrites are going to want something but not want to do anything about it and not open their home to a child that a woman's going to be forced to carry.
Well, so let me ask you this.
And I'm going to hang up and I'm going to let you listen. I'm going to listen to what you have to say on that. But well, would you be willing to open up your home?
Well, I appreciate that. Let me just go ahead and I'll talk with you on the air if you want to, but the reality is you're under the assumption that everybody who's pro-life now also has to be an adoptive parent, and that's not the same thing. Encouraging the idea of life does not mean that you have to also, by the way, raise the child yourself. I mean, how would you justify that? At that point, you're forcing people to become adoptive parents. Is that reasonable?
Talk about it and just do it. I mean, since we believe in it. Then, you know, I'm not saying everybody should do that, but I'm saying, why be a hypocrite and run your mouth about it if you're not going to be about it?
Well, okay, but I think you're conflating two things. And by the way, I don't know if you heard my opening monologue on today's show, But one of the things that I said was it is time now for the pro-life movement to become pro-life after the womb too, and make sure that we have made it streamlined and affordable and capable for people to actually adopt. Because right now, not only just raising the child is expensive, but the adoption process is hugely expensive. And so we're going to have to make sure that we've done some of that.
He wants to put people in jail for things.
Well, Steve Marshall doesn't pass the laws. He enforces them. It's the legislature will have to do that. So the legislature and the governor will have to do that. And I agree. I think they should. I think they should go ahead and do that. But, sir, you can't say that because someone is pro-life that they then have to be – I mean, I can be – what if I am against drunk driving? Does that mean that I have to go and buy a car for everyone who agrees with me? I mean, you can't put that on everybody.
When you're telling a woman what she can't do with her body, next you'll tell them, hey, you can't do this, you can't do that. You know, the government.
Actually, what we're doing is we're telling people what they can't do with the child's body. That's what it boils down to.
But
what I'm saying is this: if life is worth preserving, I mean, let's go ahead and equate this. If we consider that abortion was murder, then how do we say how do we say that if abortion is murder, how do we say then that if we're against murder, that we should go out and adopt everybody who's had a family member who's been the victim of murder? I mean, you're asking for things that don't go together. Now, what we can do is encourage that to happen, but you can't say everyone who's pro-life is a hypocrite unless you adopt. I think that's a step way too far. Hey, Junior, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. All right. Listen, I don't agree with that reasoning. Do I agree we need adoption? Well, that was the entire monologue. That was my monologue today, was literally that we've got to make adoption processes, adoption funding, adoption, all of it, streamlined, affordable, capable, and reachable so that, yeah, we can encourage those things. But nonetheless, I don't think there's any way we could sit here and say, if you're pro-life, that means you've got to adopt. No, it doesn't mean you've got to adopt. I mean, what if you're 80 years old? You're going to have to adopt? I mean, you're still pro-life. It doesn't work. All right, listen, I got a whole lot more in the woke wars, but I'll leave the phone lines open. I'll take those calls and we'll debate the issues. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, phone lines here, 866-494-9866. Bring it on. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Well, the phone lines lit up. Copper, you had one caller that just left a message and hung up. What was that about?
Yes. He said, according to the previous caller's logic, pro-immigration people shouldn't be allowed to say that they're pro-immigration unless they open up their homes personally to host illegal immigrants.
Oh. That's a better example than the one I came up with, that's for sure.
That's a pretty good example.
That's a pretty good example. So, yeah, okay. I get it. But I do have some callers on the lines. Let me grab them real quick. They hung on during the break. So, line two, Chris from Madison. Hey, Chris, Phil Williams here. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
I just had a comment really about the gentleman who talked about families adopting. And this whole abortion issue has been really difficult for, I'm sure, a lot of people. But the only discussion I don't hear happening is people being pro-responsibility on both sides of the table, whether it's a man or a woman. I think today we just have a lot of people that don't take responsibilities for their actions or don't assess the risks that they take. And unfortunately, you know, there in certain instances, I think Americans overall can understand abortion if the life of the mother is in jeopardy or rape or incest, but we're only talking a very small percentage. And so the real conversation is about, I think, should be more pro-responsibility on both sides of the fence, men and women. So I'll just hang up and hear what you have to say.
No, it's a great point. Pro responsibility means literally not only taking ownership over your own actions, but taking ownership over the results of your actions. And while there may be a rape or incest exception that some states have, that you can't at all say the mother in some way incited that or created that action. The vast majority of pregnancies are elective on the basis of mostly convenience or fear of the lifestyle disruption or something to that effect. So yeah, totally agree. Responsibility is too often lacking, and you know, our society, typically today's society, is so often instilled with the idea of comfort and self-awareness and following your own truth, that there's a genuine sort of demeaning value attached to taking responsibility, and that's a shame. Good call. Line three, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
Mighty fine. How are you doing?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, it's not meant to be a Bible study, but it's more food for thought based on the things before. Unplanned versus planned pregnancy. I guess if you ask Mary, then Jesus was a planned pregnancy. If you ask Joseph, he didn't plan on it, was probably in shock, but in the long run, he ended up adopting Jesus.
Wow.
And I'm glad he did, and I'm glad that child was born for all our sake. And y'all have a wonderful day.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate that. And yes, you are correct. Yeah, you can imagine that day and time. I mean, the Joseph had to have been on his heels. Like, he would have had every right under the laws, the customs, the mores of that time to say, okay, this engagement's off. But he didn't. He didn't. And for all eternity, we're glad he didn't. Well, let me jump over there to Copper. You highlight it when you're ready. Line four. You good with that one, Copper? You still going? All right. Yeah. Hey, line four. Allie from Athens. Hey, Allie, how are you?
Hello there.
How are you doing today?
I am doing well, and I just have a comment about that isn't discussed very often, and that is how abortion affects men. And this is going to need to be something that at some point gets really ministered to and dealt with. And you know from having been in the Great Sandbox that if you want to break a man, you can do it without laying a hand on him. You can bring a woman in, rape her, and snuff her in front of him, and a man will shatter, unless a man is bent. Now, we hear a whole lot about icky guys that are, well, in fact, a young woman that we have ministered to was literally forced to have an abortion by her boyfriend on threat of death. He was going to kill her if she didn't, and she had her child aborted in California at 6 months and is still a hot mess. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the helplessness that men have felt when they could do nothing to protect the life of their unborn child. And that is one of the concentric wounds that comes out from this. It isn't just the woman. It isn't just the obvious fact that the child has died.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a great point, Allie. And thank you for bringing it out, because I actually have a friend who experienced this. He Mm-hmm. He and his you know, at the time, fiance got pregnant, and he was devastated later when he found out that she had aborted their child. I mean, devastated. And it mm-hmm. crushed. And by the way, he was what I would consider to be somewhat either ambivalent to the concept of being pro-life, pro-abortion, or at the very least, he might have even leaned towards pro-abortion. Well, it also brought a conviction upon his life in that regard, yeah. but it also crushed him. I mean, it was devastating to him. It's a great point, Allie. Great point, as always. We appreciate you. Thanks for what you do. All right, that was Allie from Athens. And so, yeah, folks, you want to call in 866-494-9866. It's hard for me to jump to those conversations and jump back to the woke wars because the woke wars are just full of silly stuff. We're having, like, legit conversations. By the way, in case you're not tracking, we did push Copper's Corner to 4 o'clock to make sure we got phone calls in and tried to work through some of this stuff on the woke wars category for the show. But yeah, I tell you what, if you want to call in, you're welcome to it. 866-494-9866. I'll stop what I'm doing, take those calls. Doesn't matter whether I'm talking about what you want to talk about. We've been talking a lot today about the post-Roe world. Got some differing views. One gentleman called in. Felt like everybody who's been pro-life all these years needs to adopt a child now. And then somebody else called back in and said, well, that means then if I'm against illegal immigration, I need to start adopting. Or if I'm pro-illegal immigration, I need to start adopting or opening my house to people who are illegal immigrants. Well, it's not going to happen. That's not the way we justify things in America. But anyway, all that to say, I am back. Oh, I got a caller. Let me just I tell you what, I'm good. I'll take it right now. Line 5, Mike from Huntsville. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
I'm good. My question is, now that we have the law in place in Alabama and these companies are offering up $5,000, $4,000, $7,000 to come do an abortion, could that be considered murder for hire?
Wow. Well, that's – wow. That's pretty cool. You know what? At the very least, I wonder if it could be considered conspiracy. If you're paying someone to go out of state and get an abortion from a state where it's not legal, have you committed conspiracy in some way? I you know what? Great question, Mike. I doubt it.
Because, I mean, if we say that the baby is alive, which I firmly believe at conception, then would that not be you're paying someone to take a life?
Well, you are. You absolutely are. And you're also conspiring with them to take the life, which, you know, conspiracy under the law is a crime, both civilly. It can be a civil issue as well as a criminal issue. Yeah. Man, Mike, that's some serious food for thought, man.
And we have adopted, and we have biological children and adopted daughter. And to be honest with you, we went out of country because of the rights of people coming back a year later, whatever, and saying, I didn't give up my rights to that child. And you're back in court fighting to keep that child. And it's so expensive. I mean, I know we saw the bills come through. And it is. It's such a handle with all the fees and stuff that go along with trying to adopt. I mean, we've got to fix that, and you would see a lot more people adopt. Some people just cannot afford it, and we had to really buckle down and have yard sales and things like that to be able to pull it off. But, you know, God bless us, and we were able to. So,
absolutely.
But it is. It's a broken system.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you this. Did you hear the beginning of the show? That was my monologue. You just basically recounted what my monologue was about.
I sure did.
Okay, great. Well, then, when did you adopt from a foreign country, and what country, if you don't mind my asking?
We adopted from China, and that was in 15 years ago.
Okay, wow. So you had to go through that readoption process that Alabama used to have then.
Yes, and I'll tell you the other thing that's so crazy is, so if you get something, say you're on a medication. And your doctor has to say that, oh, this medication is just for heartburn. You have to have it certified. Then you have to go to your county and have them certify that certifier is certified. Then you have to go to the state and have the state certify that county is certified to certify that certifier. And then you have to send it to Texas to have it authenticated. And that's what it takes so long to get that stuff done. And such it's a pain.
Well, thank you for hanging in there. I'm sure that your child is glad that you went through all of the yard sales and the machinations of government to make that happen. So thanks for doing that.
And we're so blessed.
Well, I can tell from the sound of your voice. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate you very much. We're up against a break, and I got to go take it. So good call. Wow. What a great audience. And even audiences call in. And by the way, that was a stumper. The concept of, have you just literally done murder for hire, if you're a company in Alabama paying people to go out of state to get an abortion when Alabama's law expressly forbids it. That's an interesting concept. All right, Copper, move us to the break. We'll go ahead and take that right now. We'll come back and, you know what? I'll just keep taking calls. You want to call in? This is good, man. Bring it. Let's do it. 866-494-9866. We will be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Got a caller online too, so I'll go ahead and take it. Al from Huntsville. Hey, Al, how you doing today?
Good, Phil. Thank you so much for your program and what you do.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
I'm getting a little feedback, but so if I'm talking funny, that's why.
No, you're good. Go right ahead.
Okay. First of all, my wife and I adopted years ago, and so I speak from experience there. I was protesting at a abortion clinic a bunch of years ago, and someone came to me and said, "Well, if you protest abortion, you need to adopt." And I pulled out my picture of our daughter, and he said, "Well, at least you're consistent."
So anyway,
yeah. we adopted, but one of the thoughts I had about companies, the previous caller talked about companies paying for people to go get abortions. And one of the things I thought about that was it's where it should be. Instead of the government paying for it, these I think companies will readjust their policies pretty quick once they have to start paying for them. I mean, it's like, well, after the third abortion, are they going to continue to do it? Are people going to take advantage of that and start taking vacations, using money to go out of state? How can you prove that I'm pregnant? Or, you know, they're going to have all these problems that they're going to have to start paying money for. And I think they'll figure out pretty quick, this doesn't work.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's going to be a wake-up call when they recognize that they've opened Pandora's box to any number of issues like you just mentioned. And hey, listen, and by the way, thanks for being in the trenches on the abortion issue yourself for so long, and thanks for also adopting a child yourself. And so, Al, thanks. You great call. I got two more on the line, so let me grab those before I run out of time. All right, line three, Lisa from Athens. Lisa, how you doing today?
Yeah, Phil, I was wondering, how is it that they can justify that if a person has a wreck and causes the death of an unborn child, that's punishable by law, then how come these industries and companies can pay for a baby to be killed? How are they going to justify that?
It's exactly right. In fact, in Alabama, we actually have a bill. It's called the Brody Bill, because an unborn child who'd already been named Brody, the wife was murdered, or the mother was murdered, and so Alabama passed what is basically a double homicide bill. If you kill a woman who is carrying a child, and the child also dies, obviously, then you have just committed double homicide. That means we've already looked at it that way in Alabama, even before Roe was reversed.
Well, that's what I wanted to say.
All right. Well, thank you, man. Appreciate the call. I got time for one more with a couple minutes left. I got line five, Sparky from Harvest. Sparky, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I enjoyed your conversation with the earlier gentleman who wanted all pro-life people to adopt in order not to be hypocrites. I would say that's about the same as I'm against heroin and fentanyl being legal. So I should have to pay or buy beer and whiskey for every addict out here who can't get the drug that I want. Illegal, and now I have to give them something to get them high, and it's my fault.
Yeah,
it makes about as much sense as what I'm saying.
Yeah, the logic breaks down pretty quick. There's zero hypocrisy in being pro-life, but also not adopting. For that matter, what if you're pro-life, but you're also indigent and you don't have the means of supporting a child? Should you be forced to adopt? I mean, it falls apart in a variety of ways. So, Sparky, great call as always. All right, man. Listen, we're gonna move forward here. Coming up on the next break, we're gonna go to the news break here at top of the hour, and I'll just tell you, we're gonna come right back from that, and I'm gonna stop talking a bit, take some notes, and it's gonna be Copper's Corner. So we push that to 4 o'clock in order to be able to take these calls, and then I tell you what, at the end of that, if I can get back to it, we'll take more calls, but I'll also get into number two on the Triple Dipper, which I just started and then kind of put aside because the phone calls were just so awesome. The woke wars. Folks, there are things happening out there that are just boggling my mind. But yet, why am I surprised? The left comes up with some of the most ridiculous ideas. You're like, you know, I don't know, you have to evict someone in California, now you have to give them a month's rent to take with them. What? They already owe you money and you got to pay them to leave? That's unreal. But it's just a variety of things like that that are happening. And I'm looking at it and going, woke is destroying stuff. Woke usually makes no common sense. Woke is literally just breaking down certain aspects of the social fabric of our country. Yeah, we'll talk about a lot of those in what I call the woke wars. And hey, by the way, just in case you hadn't heard me talk about them more recently, let me just mention to you 1819 News, because all these stories that I read every day, one of the resources that I go to, in fact, I've got them up on my screen even right now, 1819news.com. I know the folks that run 1819, they do an amazing job, and they came in like gangbusters and basically stole the hearts of a lot of people that have been looking for a news source that was going to give them straight-up news reporting, calling balls and strikes and leaving all the skew and the spew out of the news stories. Do they have editorials? Yes, they do, but they set those off to the side. News is news, and they'll report it, good, bad, and ugly. So I'm encouraging you, if you haven't already checked them out, my friends that run 1819news.com, they would love to have you as one of those who clicks on regularly and gets the news about Alabama. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We're taking a short break for the news, and we'll come right back with Copper's Corner. Y'all stand by.